All right, y'all. Peace and blessings. Cypher Supreme Ra in the building, man. Congratulations to the new president-elect, Joe Biden. This shit right here is going to be a discussion between myself and I said Earth Ra Maat.
Hi, everybody.
And we gonna get down to the get down. We both on our podcast stuff right now. And on a couple other different outlets where we're going to have a discussion. If people in the live discussion, y'all can interact. We'll be reading y'all stuff anyway. And what y'all feel about it. We got some stuff we want to talk about. And we want to talk about why aren't Americans alert or as alert as I feel like they should in our future. And going forward, picking the president and vice president. What can we do to change the dynamic of what's going on and how we worry about people's policies and picking the lesser of the two evils or trying to stay dedicated to one party, left wing or right wing, whether you would a Democrat or a Republican or whatever you want to be or whatever the case may be, a liberal or whatever you want to call yourself. We gonna break it down, man. We gonna do it in a real way. And if you take offense to anything that I have to say or what she got to say, tough titty. I'm just gonna wake you up. I'm not finna sit up here and name call to a degree. But y'all, it's y'all decision, y'all choice. And if y'all comfortable with y'all choice, I don't want to hear no complaining coming up later on. But we gonna get into a nice, healthy discussion about this subject right now. And like I said, I'm gonna let you know off the top, me personally, I don't cap for Biden, I don't cap for Trump.
Yep.
This is not about who I like better, because I don't really like either one the best or nothing like that. I don't have no favorites or whatever the case may be, so that's where I'm at with that. But go ahead and I'm going to let you go ahead and kick off stuff. I know you said you had a lot of stuff you wanted to get off your chest. So I'm going to go ahead and let you talk about whatever you want to talk about and what you got to say opening up.
Okay, so before I get started, I would like to play you a clip of Joe Biden saying racist stuff about black people and how Kamala Harris argued and said she was the next generation later after segregation, but now she works with him now. That makes absolutely no sense, because you can't complain somebody is a racist, but then you go and work for him when you're ready, honey.
Or go vote for one. Right. That. Okay, now, here we go. This is what she's referring to right here.
Your discretion is advised.
The new questions stem from taped remarks of Biden during an April campaign appearance in New Hampshire.
We already have a nigger mayor. We don't need any more nigger big shots.
The law school on a full academic scholarship, the only one in my class that have a full academic scholarship, went back to law school and, in fact, ended up in the top half of my class. I was the outstanding student in the political science department at the end of my year. I graduated with 3 degrees from undergraduate school and 165 credits, only 123 credits.
Biden now concedes he did not graduate in the top half of his law school class, that he does not have 3 degrees from college, and that he was not named outstanding political science student in college.
Newsweek says Biden actually went to school on a half scholarship, ended up near the bottom of his class, and won only 1 degree, not 3.
Joe Biden ranked 76th in a class of 85 at the University of Syracuse Law School. I mean, this guy comes off this whole thing as a flyweight.
Now Biden says Newsweek is right. His memory had failed him.
And I'd be delighted to sit down and compare my IQ to yours if you'd like, Frank.
Joe Biden was victimized by the truth.
Bye-bye Biden. He may not know it yet, but I think this is going to be very difficult for him to recover.
Is Joe Biden dead meat, yes or no?
I think so.
Bob.
Terminal condition.
Terminal. Eleanor.
Yes, unless he comes in third in Iowa.
Morton.
Dying.
I say dead.
Democratic presidential candidate Joseph Biden today faces a controversy. 3 weeks ago at a debate at the Iowa State Fair, he used phrases identical to those delivered by British Labour Party leader Neil Kinnock.
Biden seemed to be claiming Kinnock's vision and wife as his own.
Why is it that my wife is sitting out there in the audience? Is the first in her family to ever go to college.
Wife Gladys, the first woman in her family in 1,000 generations to be able to get the university.
My ancestors who worked in the coal mines in northeast Pennsylvania and who come up after 12 hours and play football.
8 hours underground and then come up and play football.
It's because they didn't have a platform upon which to stand.
There was no platform upon which they could stand.
The notion that every thought or notion or idea you have to go back and find and attribute to someone, I think is, quite frankly, ludicrous.
The problem here is that Senator Biden told his audience he'd just been thinking about these things, and he failed to give any credit at all to his famous British speechwriter.
You know, I was thinking on the way over here. Now, that's a little too much, because as you point out, what's behind the words? What's there? And a lot of people, the rap on Biden has always been that it's just a surface.
I should have said, to paraphrase Neil Kinnock, it's the only time I didn't. In all the times I've ever used it.
Lies.
But CBS News found a tape of a second instance.
It reappeared in the New York Times with a new charge, that Biden had appropriated a famous litany from the late Robert Kennedy about what the gross national product cannot measure.
It cannot measure the health of our children.
The health of our children.
The quality of our education.
The quality of their education.
The joy of their play.
For the joy of their play.
Biden gave Kennedy no credit. He has also quoted or paraphrased John Kennedy, Hubert Humphrey, and British Labour Party leader Neil Kinnock, all without credit.
Joseph Biden admitted today that he committed plagiarism when he was in law school. He said it was a mistake, but that it was unintentional.
He quoted 5 pages of someone else's work without proper citation.
I've done some dumb things, and I'll do dumb things again.
He was given an F.
So ladies and gentlemen, I've been dumb.
To the political community in Washington, it all seems of a piece. Plagiarism at law school, plagiarism on the stump.
The great communicator. Strike that. The great imitator.
You don't steal from the victim. Or when you do, as he did 99% of the time, you give credit.
Biden's critics say he sells himself as a man whose words and visions can inspire a new generation in politics. But if the thoughts, phrases, and visions really belong to others, it's a form of false advertising.
Is it a wise idea, though, to take something that personal, anyway, from another politician and try and appropriate it to your own campaign?
I think it was a stupid thing to appropriate material that was really very personal, that was someone else's.
Most people didn't know who he was, you know, Joe Biden, and now they're going to say, oh, yeah, he's the guy who plagiarized.
That's a lot of people.
Politically, that's devastating. These clips are devastating. He looks like a Joe Biden wind-up doll with somebody else's words coming out.
Okay, now we're gonna let's get into it, man. We ain't gonna go too much for it. That's good enough,
right?
So, there's other things we can go forward into if need be, because you know some people feel like, oh well, a lot of that stuff they were lying and blah blah blah. Well, I can personally tell you, I personally heard a lot of stuff he said that I'm not pleased with. I'm not pleased with the fact that he referred to black men and women as predators.
Right.
He also said it in front of the Senate that he feels like those are the people, meaning black people, that knock his mom upside the head, rob her, rape her. His wife ain't safe. He ain't safe. His mama ain't safe. That's why he came up with the Biden Act, the law that incarcerated many, many, many black people and over sentence. Black people more so than any other ethnic group. They right. got twice the time and things of that nature. Now what he wants to do is going to be even further with his 1994 bill that he passed, the Biden bill. He wants to give you no bail going forward. He wants to also make you serve 100% of your time. He's going to also make it to where you cannot be released, even if you're falsely accused. He will not do anything for those people. And
so no pardons or nothing like that.
No, he has no interest in that. Neither does his vice president, because she could have pardoned or got a lot of people off. And she refused to look at the facts. And the first time she acknowledged the fact that she could have done that, she said that she was worried about backlash and stuff like that. So now all of a sudden, when it was time for her to run alongside Joe Biden, she now wants to be for the people. And now she's not. Now she's telling you that that's bullshit. So
But that came out of her own damn mouth.
But it came out of her own damn mouth. And, you know, when she was a president going to run against Joe Biden, which I'm gonna play that part too. She also said that she wasn't really with a lot of his policies. You know what I'm saying? We're gonna get to that part as well.
On March 25th, 1977, Biden wrote, "My bill strikes at the heart of the injustice of court-ordered busing. It prohibits the federal courts from disrupting our educational system." Biden sought and received support from Mississippi Senator James Eastland, the Democratic chairman of the Judiciary Committee and a leading symbol of Southern resistance to desegregation. He frequently spoke of blacks as, quote, an inferior race. Eastland and others were partners on several of Biden's anti-busing bills. On June 30th, 1977, Biden wrote, "Dear Mr. Chairman, I want you to know that I very much appreciate your help during this week's committee meeting in attempting to bring my anti-busing legislation to a vote." Then in 1978, Biden again asked Eastland to put his anti-busing bill before the full Senate, writing, "Your participation in floor debate would be welcome."
Well, the fact that he was solicit the support of a staunch segregationist, James Eastland, as well as Jesse Helms, introducing legislation as opposing busing at that time.
Out of the race for 2020 this morning and new backlash against former Vice President Joe Biden. He's refusing to apologize as he faces growing criticism over comments he made about being able to work with others in Washington. But his examples were segregationist senators 40 years ago.
Apologize for what?
It was hurtful to hear you talk about the reputations of two United States senators who built their reputations and career on the segregation of
Ms.
race
Kamala Harris
in this country.
Yep.
And it was not only that, but you also worked with them to oppose busing. And, you know, there was a little girl in California who was part of the second class to integrate her public schools. And she was bused to school every day. And that little girl was me.
To coddle the reputations of segregationists, of people who, if they had their way, I would literally not be standing here as a member of the United States Senate, is, I think, it's misinformed and it's wrong.
2020 rival Senator Cory Booker demanding an apology.
Somebody running for President of the United States, somebody running to be the leader of our party, should know that using the word boy in the way he did can cause hurt and pain. Vice President Biden shouldn't need this lesson.
The end result is they're about to knock my mother on the head with a lead pipe, shoot my sister, beat up my wife, take on my sons. So I want to ask, what made them do this? They must be taken off the street. Increase the penalties. Increase them.
I would put the son of a gun in jail.
Put them to death.
From the crack epidemic of the 80s to the crime wave of the 90s to the post-9/11 war on terror, throughout his career, Biden has represented the Democratic Party consensus, shifting his views to fit whatever best serves his own political career. Over his 44 years in the Senate and then as vice president, Biden was a leading architect of today's criminal justice system, which contributed to mass incarceration and the police misconduct that protesters are fighting back against today.
When I wrote the original bill that started this whole process, the so-called Biden crime bill, I didn't call a liberal confab and write it. I didn't call any big society people and write it. I called the cops.
A Democratic president wants 100,000 cops. A Democratic president wants to build 125,000 new prison cells.
That's the secret. That somehow the Republicans tried to make the crime bill tougher. I say, poppycock. They didn't make anything tougher. Found out that this midnight basketball isn't getting them together a bunch of giant folks living in their city to do, try to see if they can be Michael Jordan.
Wow.
But they found
Michael
out
Jordan.
They were keeping schools open.
No, that was a racist
remark. So
gangs
come off streets instead of out. Raping my mother, marauding me, robbing the local store. They're in a gymnasium.
Wow.
My daughter will be safer. My wife will be safer. My mother will be safer. And I will be safer. And I will be happy.
The 1984 crime bill drove up the local, state, and federal prison populations. And it tarnished the reputations of Biden and Bill Clinton, who signed it into law.
Hey, please! You want to take pictures with my people here? We're still in jail!
The mass incarceration created by Biden's lock-em-up policies ripped apart vulnerable communities and families for a generation, and the federal funding streams and law enforcement infrastructure it created continue to hinder reform efforts.
I'll do my job and I will take responsibility.
You ashamed of that, Bill?
Not at all.
Of states to integrate public schools in America. I was part of the second class to integrate Berkeley, California public schools almost two decades after Brown v. Board of Education.
Because your city council made that decision. It was a local decision.
So that's where the federal government must step in. That's why we have the Voting Rights Act and the Civil Rights Act. That's why we need to pass the Equality Act. That's why we need to pass the ERA. Because there are moments in history where states fail to preserve the civil rights of our people.
All right.
What you all...
So you heard what the hell his racist ass said.
I'm not going to even play when he said that, when he compared Mexicans to blacks. You know, because unlike black people, he said, Mexicans have common sense, pretty much is what he's trying to say. I mean, come on, man. Come on, man. And then y'all sit up here saying you ain't no hater. But you hate Trump so much that you was willing to put another piece of shit in office to replace another piece of shit, basically, is what you're saying.
So then I have to say...
bigger piece of shit, actually. Two big pieces of shit.
Anybody who is not European, how the fuck could you vote for this racist piece of shit? And I told somebody this morning, I said, do you guys really research who you pick? Now, like we said in the beginning, mm-hmm. I don't support Biden or Trump. I don't like Trump. But economically, he's helped put more jobs. Mm-hmm. He gave us stimulus checks. He's been fucking with black people since before me and him was born. Meaning Rosa Parks, Martin Luther King, Malcolm X took pictures with all these
Not
people.
Not Malcolm X.
Oh, I'm sorry. Martin Luther King, Afeni Shakur, Tupac.
Rosa Parks, Tupac, Muhammad Ali. A lot of different rappers throughout the 80s and 90s. And as y'all know, you will hear Donald Trump's name ringing throughout many songs in the 90s throughout hip hop. Then all of a sudden he gets to become president. Now everybody like, fuck Donald Trump, I hate him. And then they ridicule Kanye West and Jim Brown for actually getting behind Donald Trump. Also, they ridiculed a boxer by the name of Deontay Wilder for going to the White House to celebrate the bill that would abolish the charges that was put against a former heavyweight champion, the first black heavyweight champion, Jack Johnson, as well. Trump also done that. He signed the bill off, and also nobody gave him credit for helping out HBCU schools and to keep them from having to file and ask for help. Each and every year he signed off to where they no longer have to do that as well. So to say that he ain't did shit for black people would be kind of false. But I can wholeheartedly tell you that Joe Biden in his 47-year political career has done jack shit for black people. Even when he was in there with Obama, they did jack shit for black people. The only thing I can say they sit here and did was gave you niggas some free cellular phones and some unemployment.
And gay rights shit.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you want to consider that for blacks, for gay blacks, but we talking about gays as a whole, he did something for them. He did a little something for Latinas, Mexicans, and things of that nature. But as for the Afro-American, the indigenous black, he did absolutely zero, nothing. And yet y'all felt like you needed to cap for this man, and actually some of y'all not only capped for him, y'all went and voted for him.
So let's
in his fourth hour wide to the future, well, fast forward rather, Joe Biden is now your president-elect, and what do you think he gonna do for y'all in the next 4 years if he can make it 4 years? He's 77 years old. He'll be 82 when it's over with. No, he's 78.
Oh, shit, he'll be
78 years old. He'll be the oldest motherfucker
to run for president
ever to come out as president. He'll be the oldest president ever.
Then I feel I have to say this. This man has dementia. This man thought he was running for Senate, but he's running for president.
He said that. Then he said he referred to himself as marrying himself. He said, I'm Joe Biden's wife, Joe Biden. Dog, so y'all trust Joe Biden. I'm like, what? Goofy ass nigga. Like, then he said some crazy shit, man. He didn't even remember what he said. He couldn't even remember a text fucking call that you can make. He couldn't even remember that. He couldn't even remember vote for Joe Biden 30330. He couldn't even remember that. I mean, goddamn.
And you trusted him to run things. So let's go deeper. Let's get on Kamala Harris. Kamala Harris has put a lot of, well, before I even say that, Kamala Harris is not black, first of all. She's that red dot Indian.
A red dot Indian. That's funny.
With the red dot from India. And her punk ass has put a lot of black men and people in prison. She is not for us whatsoever. On her page in 2016, it said, first Indian American. Now they want to say this bitch is black.
Yeah, now she's claiming black. And then when he picked her up, you know, when they went tooth and nail at each other during the election, and once he won in the primary, he went ahead and sought out after several Afro-American female candidates purposely. He only had four on his list to select as a VP, and Kamala was one of the four. And the closest thing to his agenda would be Kamala, because Kamala, when she was in Senate, she definitely did her part in California to lock a lot of people up unjustly, and the ones that was just, I'm not capping for the people who did crime now, don't get me wrong, if you do crime, you do the time, but she did not have these people early release, exonerated, or none of that, the people who were innocent. And people who should have been exonerated, or people who should have been pardoned, she had no parts in that. And she also gave healthier sentences to Afro-American men, more so than she gave sentence to other ethnic groups. Facts. Go research it. I'm going to let you get your Googles up. I ain't got time to be breaking down everything about everything, but you can definitely read a whole lot of shit about her as well.
So their agendas are the same, racist, because I've worked with those Indians that look like her, and they are rude as a motherfucker.
She got to do. Now, her daddy is a Jamaican, I believe. She doesn't have a relationship with her dad, by the way.
So she seems like she hates black men.
And it does seem that way, and she's very feminist. A lot of people accuse her of being that way as well. Now, that made me nervous. Opposed to what we already had. And off the incumbent, you know, I'm way more nervous about the elect than the incumbent.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because I know a little bit of something about his track record that's not dirty. Then people say, well, what about what he said about stand back and stand by? Or why did he denounce white supremacy in the debate? If he did, though, I want to ask you this before I answer that. If he did denounce white supremacy or white supremacist, would you have believed him, or would you listen to him if he even came out right and said, I denounce white supremacy and I denounce white supremacists? Would you have believed him? Obviously you didn't. I'm going to answer that for you. For most of y'all, you wouldn't have. Because for one, if you were really paying attention to a lot of these political people, Donald Trump, number one, you would have had heard him do that back in 2017.
Right.
When he spoke about
Charlotte, right?
Yeah, I believe it was Charlotte, the Charlotte incident. He did it. He did that. Why Trump said what he said during the debate, I can't give you the full detail on that. You know what I'm saying?
But I swear he was high or something.
I don't know. He wasn't high. It was just that, you know. We gonna get old Trump ass too, though. Don't get me wrong. We ain't finna just get on Biden, but we gonna get old Trump dumb ass too. They both dumb as hell. For one, that was dumb for him to do that. Plus, to say what he said and to dance around that particular question. But he had his own agenda. Trump has his own agenda as well. So it really was forcing everyone that was voting to try to pick the lesser between two evils. And why I say that is because there were no independent candidates promoted. They did not show a lot of their policies. They never gave anything for you to look at as far as Libertarian or Green Party or flat out 100% independent party. They never let you see anything about Jay Simmons, Joe Jurgens,
yes,
or none of those candidates who I felt did a great job, which were two female candidates. One was Caucasian and one was black, right? So, and this is something that the Republican and Democratic Party both worked together on. Because remember back in the days, if you're old enough to remember, you had like Ross Perot up there. And he was going at it with both Bill Clinton and George Bush Sr. And a lot of that got cut off because the Republican Democrats made sure that independent candidates' voice was not as big as it once was. And they noticed how much success, it was very little success to us, but how much success they did get, because a lot of Green and Libertarian parties started getting seats in political office. But now with the less promotion and the media not putting out there, old media not putting stuff out there, and you know, and not talking about some of the things that they do or sharing information about these candidates and their backgrounds and what they stand for on a moral standpoint and their integrity of what they talk about and the integrity of them personally, what we see and don't see, they didn't put that out there for them, quite frankly. And I thought that was something wrong with that. You know, so I had a big problem with one of the biggest elections in history coming up. They didn't get their fair share in this particular race.
Right, because everybody...
Or the previous one, for that matter.
Everybody should have opportunity.
Yeah.
And that's not fair. But then we talk about the lesser evil, right? You don't have to vote for shit. I tell people all the time, he's evil, he's evil. We, no, you don't. Sometimes it's best not to react. I feel we would have made a real big difference if we didn't vote for years and years. They can't force you to vote.
Well, the thing is that here is why the illusion of your vote is important. If you speak on it, now your vote is important. I would agree. I ain't going to knock it, because you know why? You actually voice your opinion when you say you have had enough. Here's the fucked up part. Jay Simmons could not get put on a ballot in many states or wrote in on a ballot. There are at least 10 states that you can't write in. Nevada's one. I think Hawaii's one. Oklahoma is one. Did I say Louisiana? All these people, all these different states, there's a few of them. So this is the thing. If I say, okay, what's the solution? Don't vote. Or what's the solution? Let's just vote for ourselves and let them know that we're not happy with either candidate. And don't vote for either no Green, no Libertarian, no Republican, no Democrat, nobody. Just vote for you. Or write in somebody else or some shit like that. That wouldn't work. Why? Because that will force the people to take a vote anyways that don't have write-in ballots, right? So the only way Jay Simmons was able to get in was by getting put on the ballot. So I want to send a shout out to Oklahoma. I want to send a shout out to Louisiana. They actually got Jay Simmons on the ballot where you can actually check her name off. Now, I don't know why a state like Nevada wouldn't have a write-in ballot. You have to pick. You can pick Green or Libertarian on there, though. I think Joe Jurgens was on the ballot there. But you can't. You can't write nobody in if you're undecided or whatever. You can't fill in. So I think somebody got arrested too out there somewhere. They had put somebody, they dead relative or something on there, and they arrested them or something like that. Some foolishness.
That is so dumb.
You know, but the funny part is I heard that a guy in Nevada that passed away, he won once.
Wow.
He won. He beat somebody. He was already passed away. I don't know how they figured that out later, but that wasn't in my state. So anyway, The thing about that is, man, you see where the fucked upness is, and you tell me it ain't rigged. You a fucking idiot if you ain't looking at it for what it is. It is rigged, okay? And then look at the shit we just went through, recounting Georgia
cheating,
recounting a couple of other states, and cheating. Then all of a sudden Biden just soared right past him when Biden cheating. When Trump had a big ass lead on him. And then we found proof of a lot of mail-in ballots was mailed back to people. I mean, a lot of people say a lot of this shit was mailed back to them, and they had to redo them. And then a lot of early ballots was actually, I thought it wasn't bullshit. They was actually found thrown away.
So.
And we know Pennsylvania has played dirty pool before with voting. Because, you know, if you look that up, the history of that, they actually cheated and changed motherfucking ballots and stuff like that before. There's no proof that they done it now. I'm not saying that's what happened, but I'm not going to be surprised if that come up later and that's what happened. You understand? So, I mean, and then we're going to talk about the pandemic. Let's get on Trump's ass now. Okay. Trump handled the pandemic all wrong.
Yes.
He lied, he bullshitted, he gave people bad advice, he told people to drink bleach and make up hand sanitizer and also to take fucking chloroform. People died, dumbass people like y'all, like not like y'all, but like dumbass people that listen to everything they see on TV and bleach, they listen and they done it and they died or got very ill from that shit. And you know, that was a big fuck up in his own. Trump dropped the ball in so many goddamn ways in his incumbency. It's fucking ridiculous. Now, a lot of people would celebrate the fact that they was able to get a stimulus check for only $1,200. And if you had children, you would get like, what, $500 each per and shit like that. And then he tried to dangle that in the election. You kiss them stimulus checks goodbye if Biden get in because you're not going to get no stimulus. And Trump also provided it was a smart move what he did when he did the thing with the unemployment increasing and extending because right. It helped the economy get back boom. And this is what people like about Trump, to be honest. Let's get to the fat of the situation. People love the way he kept the economy going.
Yes.
And Biden, had he been there, let's say him and Obama went through it or whatever, they would probably take extreme measures and shut down the economy and mm-hmm. America will probably collapse. And now that he's in office, he will take office very soon in the next couple or a few months or whatever the case may be. We don't know what's going to happen between now and January, but right. He's scheduled to take over. And with the coronavirus still at large, he doesn't really have a great plan himself. And Trump exposed that as well. And Trump really didn't have the best of plans either. His thing was about economic things. But at the end of the day, economically it's cool. But at the end of the day, you got people who lost their life to a coronavirus. And I'm not going to get into the whole conspiracy theory about the numbers getting punched up and all that. I'm just specifically saying how he's handling a pandemic, which was pretty bad. And then him and Dr. Fauci's situation that was going on, he lied about what Fauci said or what Fauci did. And Fauci had to clear his name on that and said, no, never, never, never. So, you know, both candidates lied about that, you know, so that's not good. And that itself, I mean, if you was nervous before, you really should get scared now, because for one, martial law, either via coronavirus or via civil warfare, can break out.
Yes.
Because of the incumbent and because of the president-elect. Because for one, you see a bunch of dumbasses right now doing dumb shit, protesting and, you know, threatening to shoot people and blow up buildings and shit like that. And now what's going to end up happening is they're going to end up forcing you to stay in your own home.
So if you can't work, what's going to happen?
And then now you don't even have an economic savvy president who's not going to do shit for you to put no money in your pocket if you can't work. Or going to give you an opportunity to come outside and move around and make money for your family. Right?
But that's not even the worst thing. I allegedly, because you know how things work, is his plan is to force everybody to take these bitch-ass vaccines. And if you don't take it, you can't go to work. You can't go no fucking where. He's going to keep making us wear masks and shit.
Can't go in the grocery store.
So if you can't go to the grocery store, and I've been telling y'all, ignorant people who don't freaking listen, you think 2020's fucked up. It's about to really be fucked up. And if you're not spiritually inclined, you're probably going to kill yourself or die because you don't know how to, like I've been telling y'all, collect water, collect cans, have firearms, do shit.
Dry foods.
Right. And I told y'all, and 2019, Trump did say that hackers hacked our electricity, so you don't think he gonna turn that shit off? Meaning, with no electricity, because people are slow sometimes, you can't make a call, you can't drive your car, you can't have internet, you can't swipe a card. Then what are you gonna do? But y'all be telling me I'm crazy.
Nah, this ain't to scare nobody. We're just looking at the facts. Now that you run the electricity terrorism thing, he did mention that there were terrorism attacking electricity here. Now, this is a Trump thing. Y'all know that Trump has an agenda. Trump does not want to leave the seat of the White House. Now, how can Trump do that? For one, plan A was just to simply stop the count. Plan B was to get him recounted, and hopefully it worked in his favor. Now, what you think that his next plan would be? How can he do, or what can he do to stay in office and not have a president-elect, or have a president-elect, and why he stays as the incumbent and will be president? Start a war. Okay. Now, not only the war that may be declared on the streets, think about the war on terrorism.
Spiritual warfare.
You got, whatever, we'll kick that part in a minute. All this is spiritual warfare, period. But we talking from the carnal part, we know you cannot swipe presidents if there is a active war going on. You think Trump ain't gonna stand back and stand by? That's what he really meant. Gonna start a motherfucking war. And he can stay in there alone. He probably can stay in there for the next fucking 4 years. Any motherfucking way.
Because I always knew he would
win. And you dumb motherfuckers, what you think? I mean, matters is worse. I mean, you gotta think about it. What y'all gotta look at shit for what it is. Y'all really gonna hate it then if you do that. Oh, he did that on purpose. You damn right he did it on purpose. Now, it's a lot of things that can be done to keep him there. You know what I'm saying? Then say if he does allow these terrorists to attack electricity, which will eventually happen. Now, like you said, you have no way to get to a bank electronically. You have no way to drive. You have no way, you know what I'm saying, to your refrigerator, your lights, your...
Stay warm or cold.
Keep all that shit in mind. All the necessities that you love. All the great things that you have for yourself. Do you have the survival skills to keep up with this? You know, or do you still depend on your government to help you? And what's their plans? What's their policy if this happens? Nobody really got to the meat and potatoes of a plan in place, not necessarily always for the pandemic. We talking about just survival period in extreme situations, terrorism, white supremacist war, militant warfare, anything of that nature. There was nothing really told. We was left with questions throughout this whole election. Me personally, I know I was. So, you know, a lot of people just felt like all I hear was fuck 45. Let's get 45 out of there. That's all I kept hearing. All I kept hearing was player hate. So I'm basically seeing like, okay, so you feel like Joe Biden is the man for the job. Why? Because he walked around with Obama's ass. And he ain't have some good, he had some fucked up shit to say about Obama before Obama picked his ass up as a vice president. This piece of shit has been plagiarizing people for the longest. All his words has never been his own. What you think this forgetful Willie, Alzheimer's, dementia-having motherfucker is really using his own words now? Y'all believe the shit he really telling y'all?
Hell no.
All of a sudden, he don't change his tune up. Kamala don't change his tune up. They telling you what the fuck you want to hear. We already know this is what politicians do any fucking way. Right?
Yes.
So you telling me this motherfucker who never used his own words stole speeches from Robert F. Kennedy.
John F. Kennedy.
No, I don't think he stole from John F. Kennedy. He stole from Robert. And he stole from three other people. You, and now that he can barely remember his own fucking name, you think he really is telling... This come from somebody else, you stupid!
Because we also have to not forget, just because you see a commander-in-chief, there's 20,000 people that control everything he says and what he does.
Right.
I'm telling you guys, this crap is a facade. And the reason why I stopped voting was because I learned some years back that many moons ago, they can fuck up your votes and pretty much they choose who they want to win. So right. Us going back and forth on this shit.
Am I promoting you not to vote? I'm not telling you what to do. And this is not an anti-vote or anti-nothing. I'm anti, if anything, it's anti-bullshit.
Right.
You know, I'm anti, you know, for the people. You know, not anti for the people, but I'm anti-people against the people. Government officials against the people. Planned agendas that's been planned for many years. I'm anti that because a lot of this shit I don't agree with. I'm anti policy of the president elect in a lot of different ways. You know what I'm saying? I can say that. And I just want people to come up with other better solutions is what I'm saying. And what's one of the solutions is like what I talked about. You have to do research on other candidates, man, other than the one they present to you because they're not going to give it to you. And then you have to make a decision. If you're participating in voting, make sure you're going about it the right way and look at the rules. Try to set something up where they need to change the structure of it as far as you not being able to write in all states, you not being able to choose every candidate because every independent candidate wasn't even on the goddamn ballot. Even right. Kanye West, a lot of y'all didn't know Kanye West ass was on the ballot. He got 0.3% of the vote. He got on some of them, and some people wrote him in. But you can write him in every state. I mean, not to say that I would write his ass in or put him on a ballot in any goddamn state, but I'm just saying.
No Kardashians in office.
Shit, he might be. Next. I mean, what you got to lose? You don't put Trump in. You don't put fucking Biden and Kamala in. Shit, I wouldn't be surprised if Kanye got in next election.
2024?
Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if he become a primary independent or whatever. He'll be the first. He'll make history. Biden made history. Biden got the most popular votes. This is how I know how fuck. Let me chill.
How stupid.
Biden got more votes than JFK.
Whoa.
He broke the record. He got more votes than JFK, Nixon. He beat records. He beat records on votes, though this was a historical election. So they say he got that many damn votes. I don't know if he really got that many damn votes anyway. Y'all said Bush did it. Why can't Biden? Oh, Biden didn't do it, but Bush did. You're picking and choosing.
Well, I would say Bush Jr. wasn't the smartest either. He was a dumbass and got C's in the most elite school. Yeah. Stupid.
But at least Bush didn't try to fake the funk. He knew he was a underachieving ass fucking student and an underachieving ass president too. Biden sit up here talking about check my resume and I'm for the people. And all you blacks is capping for him. I'm more mad at y'all capping for Biden than capping for Trump. Y'all say Trump supporters is black is retarded. You motherfuckers retarded too. Because I'm going to tell you why. Y'all sit up here and say what Biden said. He said the NAACP, I'm sorry, gave him endorsements every time he ran. They never did. And they had to come out and make a statement. We never endorsed Biden every time he ran. Just like how y'all got mad at Trump misquoting Fauci and shit. But y'all ignored that part though. Y'all never said anything about all this shit y'all seen Biden do. And he's still lying. He's still plagiarizing. He's still full of shit. And he still want to lock you niggas up. He already said he's going to put y'all back in chains.
Another thing that y'all missed that what he said, He says something in front of an audience about touching children, and that shit went over your fucking head.
Pedophilia. I like kids on my lap. I enjoy having kids on my lap. Biden. Did I misquote anybody?
Nope.
I didn't think so. Y'all can go watch it if y'all want. Plus, Biden has have a sexual assault charge. Y'all got on Trump for saying grab him by the pussy. Y'all got on his ass. But y'all still gave Biden a pass. You got several women that felt like creeped out by this dude, sniffing their hair, rubbing and grabbing and touching and groping.
He would have got slapped touching me like that. I don't give a fuck.
But nobody really say y'all think it's funny when he do it. Like, wait a minute, I don't get it. Like, so wait a minute.
Sexual
depending
harassment.
On who it is. See, that's how a lot of y'all people is out here. Not just on the internet, in real fucking life. It's not who do it. I mean, it's not how you, what you do, is who do it. So this dude can get away with it. But this dude, oh, you a piece of shit. But okay, yeah, okay, that's old Joe, sleepy Joe. He didn't mean nothing by it.
So he basically told y'all that he gets sexual gratification from touching children and having children touch him.
I don't
that
like,
is not normal.
I don't like what Trump did and what he said. It was arrogant and it was sexist and it was terrible. And I damn sure don't like the pedophilic and sexual assault that Biden behavior displayed. Y'all want to discredit the woman, and then y'all want to talk about how she looked now opposed to how she looked back then when he was doing it to her, and y'all questioning, oh, why ain't she coming out with it now?
A sexual assault or harassment is sexual assault or harassment.
Why she saying something now? That's all I hear, dumb shit. Y'all sound like y'all, the how y'all was sounding when y'all was capping for R. Kelly and shit.
Do you realize when you've ever been assaulted or harassed, that shit has a forever ingrained in your fucking brain, and you could be regular and someone could do this
right
and make you flip out and people like, what's wrong with her?
Yeah,
I've seen that before.
Well, yeah, it gives people PTSD. And you know, y'all sit up here, y'all ain't nervous. Y'all ain't nervous. Why? Because y'all ignorant. And that's not disrespecting nobody. Ignorant just means to not know. Y'all don't know no better. All y'all looking at is shit for face value, I guess. The fact that he was vice president once and he ran with the first, alleged first, African-American president, right? And now he picked another African-American woman as his running mate, right? He did all the right things to win. Absolutely he did. Strategically, yeah. But y'all got to look beyond that shit.
Well, he said something that was offensive to my entire race and anybody that came from me. He said, if you don't vote for Joe Biden, you're not black.
You ain't black. Well, I ain't black then.
And it's like, how do people get to, and it's crazy. Even if Joe Biden was looked like me and was saying bullshit, I still wouldn't be for him either. I tell people it's based on your character. Mm-hmm. And I've been having discussions online with people, and all they tell me is, oh, you're hateful. You have this hate. I'm like, wait a minute. Right. Not to be you, just going around the thing. But I'm like, how are blacks and Hispanics voting for this racist piece of shit? Then I had to check somebody who said that. I'm like, bro, but let's talk about Hispanic racism towards black folks. Y'all say some of the most fucked up shit about us. We embrace you and we're kind to you. But then I'm hateful. Hold on. Let's go back. Remember when you called me a nigger? Remember when your friend said lynch that nigger? And I feel some type of fucking way with your stupid ass. Yeah. But I'm a hateful person. And it's so sad.
Well, that tells you the intelligence of people. Like, you got people that can point out some shit because you disagree with them. And then they want to paint a picture of you because you disagree. But they have to look in the mirror at themselves and look at how they feel in their heart, mind, body, and soul. You know, about a person that may look different or a different ethnic group from them. You know what I'm saying? That's a testament to how this country works. Right.
So then I said, oh, you voted for Joe Biden because your ass is racist and you don't give a fuck how much he disrespects. But see, my problem is with people like that. You don't like us, but you want to steal our culture, you fucking culture vulture bitch. Like, I really have a problem with that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's because I'm this color. Plus, I say, people, just because you're this color don't make you black either.
No, if you the other color, it don't make you white. Right. A lot of white people ain't really white either. So,
right.
That's another discussion. That's a long ass discussion right there. And I say that in many different ways. I can give you different scenarios. When you use the term white and black, it's really a status thing anyway. It's not a color as far as your what you are.
Right.
Because I ain't never seen a white or a black motherfucker walk in front of me yet. I mean, unless you're talking status. And I ain't on no Moore shit either. I know no Moore say that a lot, but they got a point with that when they talking about that. But I get off the boat with some of the other stuff they be saying. But it's the truth.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's black, white people walking around this motherfucker. And I ain't talking about mixed people.
Negropeans?
Nah, I ain't talking about that. I'm saying it's white. That's another discussion. We'll get more.
Oh, I got what you said. I'm sorry.
I ain't talking about none of that shit. But yeah, I get what you're saying too. But yeah.
So I feel like America's in crisis, and like, thank you for voting for that stupid motherfucker who can't even remember shit. He probably signed us to slavery to China and shit. Mandatory slave hours. You don't get paid.
I'd like to see you try, motherfucker. But like, yeah, anyway. Well, I mean, eventually we're going to wake up. We are in the age of awareness right now, is the genesis of it. But
the people,
they're going to force you to, and unless you're going to just be like cattle and follow the herd, then you're going to just fall off the bridge somewhere and die.
Because even with me, y'all remember when the moon was blue? Have you noticed weird stuff with nature? Because nature always wins. No matter what we try to do to Mother Earth, nature always wins, even if it has to wipe itself off and start over again.
Yeah.
They're telling you what's to come, and people say I sound crazy, but in 6 months to a year, you're going to say, oh, you was right. You're going to be on live begging for people to bring you food because you think you're better because you're higher levels than other people. But what happens when all your material shit means absolutely fucking nothing and you can't even buy food for your family, but you're on there? Can you please?
Oh, yeah, please, people. Food shortage is real. China is flooded out. There's a lot of imports that's going to not be imported in many different countries that provide imports because of natural disasters and hurricanes and wildfires and all type of stuff. So that's coming. And then you got to look at a possible terrorist act that may be coming, and you do have to stop. Please. That's the message. I've always been preaching this for some 3 years now. Please stock up. Stock up, stock up. Provide your family with water. Provide your family with survival skills, period. And definitely have some food stocked up for rough times.
Many things you can't cook on the stove because you might not be able to use it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Dry fruit is good. And definitely some canned goods and all type of things that you may have to do. Learn how to hunt if you got to, no matter how long this thing may last. It's coming. It's coming. You may not live to see it, but please teach your children something. How they going to know how to survive if you ain't teaching them or telling them things? Put them up on knowledge, man. Let them know. Share your gift of what you've learned throughout the years from your parents or your parents' parents or whatever you learned along the way on your own.
Right.
Because we can't just leave these babies out here to fend for themselves. They have lack of knowledge of stuff. And that's what's important to me, because otherwise we just going to doom ourselves. So y'all make sure y'all do what y'all got to do, man, because y'all sitting up here waiting for somebody to fix something. And ain't nobody going to fix it for you unless you fix it. Remember, they work for us. We don't work for them. But if you want to continue to let them call the shots and all that good shit, then fine. Do it.
But don't cry.
Don't put me in this shit and don't come to me. Don't ask me for shit. Because you made your choice, goddammit.
Someone told me, oh,
get off your fucking ass and learn something. Do something.
Do you know the difference between poison berries and berries you can eat? Do you know what poison ivy looks like?
Probably
not. Could you dig a trench to get clean water?
Do you know how to gut animals? Do you know how to grow a garden? Do you know any fucking... Listen, man. This shit is real, Jack. And you wouldn't put it here on earth to party in no goddamn war zone, you stupid motherfuckers. You here to do stuff. And I suggest you get on it and do it, man. This is out of love, dog. I don't hate nobody. This right. is out of love for everybody.
Right.
And I'm saying this shit because I really mean it, man.
Yes. But I realize in this time you can't help somebody who don't want fucking help.
No, you can't. It ain't got no love for that. And all you motherfuckers who are willing to fight me tooth and nail for some shit like that, and other people who think like me and like my individuals, fuck y'all. I ain't even talking to y'all. I'll just wait for your ass. You know what I mean? Period. And that's all I got to say, man. We're going to wrap up. And it was a pleasure talking to y'all, man. And I thank y'all for listening. Thanks for watching, man. Peace and blessings to everybody, all right?
Have a good day.